You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, Andy Holding here. We're looking at the first of 4 days at Leopardstown over their Christmas period on Tuesday, December the 26th. And we've got seven good races for you at the Dublin venue this afternoon. Of course, highlighted by the 1:15, which is a decent grade two for the juveniles. And the highlight of the card is the 2:20, the Racing Post Chase grade one. Only five runners go to post, but we've got a quintet of the very highest class there, and hopefully we should get some pointers towards the Cheltenham Festival in that race, and indeed the rest of the card this afternoon. We kick off quite an early start here today at Leopardstown with a two-mile maiden hurdle coming up at 12:15, and we get to see the eagerly awaited hurdling debut here of Debouchet, who of course flew the flag for Max Mullins last season, rounding off for the victory at Limerick in pretty decisive fashion in listed company. But prior to that, of course, that second in the champion bumper at the Cheltenham Festival behind the ill-fated Finer is the standout piece of form. And of course, we've seen so many horses out of that bumper this season, most notably claiming Taking Forgan, who's one of the favourites for the Supreme Novices, stamped their authority in the hurdling division already this season. And the hope is that this Grey Gelding will follow suit. He's going to be very nicely backed here, and hopefully with a good round of jumping, he should prove good enough. Of those at much, much bigger odds, then I do think Play the Game has got half a chance of certainly getting in the first four or five. Whether he's good enough to trouble the main protagonist is open to question, but I'm quite keeping an eye on him because he's the first representative out of a very good novice hurdle I got at Navan the other day, which Speakeasy won. And the time figure that race is excellent, and this horse kept on quite well for fourth. So it's a bit of an insult to see him at 40-1, 50-1 this morning. As I say, I don't think he'll win, but I'm certainly looking for a good run for him. But Debouchet hopefully will be good enough there in the opener. On to the second race then, which is another 2 mile maiden hurdle coming up at 12:45. And there's a good bit of money this morning floating around for Quick Grab Him, who caught the eye first time out behind one of Henry de Bromhead's at Fairy House called Mind's Eye. And probably with a little bit of a better jump two out and the interference which took place on that occasion, then he probably would have gone a little bit closer. Indeed, he finished his race off very strongly, so I can see why punters are looking to get with him. But strictly on the prices anyway, looking this morning, I do think 7-2 or prices in and around that for Paloma Brew are very tempting indeed, because I do think this horse has run up to at least the same kind of standard as the Willie Mullins trained individual, because that run behind Trump's Spades and Trumps, albeit a defeated odds on, certainly reads quite well on paper, because the third horse, Athenian, has gone on to win at Cork next time out, and the three of them were well clear of the rest. I actually think his best piece of form was the third beyond Next Destination. Of course, we've seen Willie Mullins' charge go on to win next time out when he won the Navan Novices Hurdle the other day. So both these two bits of form line are very strong, and with David Russell on board riding at the crest of a wave, I don't think he's the value pick, certainly anyway at the prices in that 12:45. On to the 1:15 then, which is the first of the graded action, and we get another chance to see the strength of Espoir Dallan from the Gavin Cromwell stable. Of course, Gavin's certainly not frightened when it comes to training good juveniles, as Jer's Girl proved a couple of seasons ago. And this three-year-old looks to be going very much in the right direction. Three wins from three under rules so far in Ireland, all of them in very easy fashion. Now, he hasn't really been tested yet, not necessarily by the opposition, but on the speed figures. That all the juvenile hurdle I've got in Ireland so far have been run an absolute crawl. Most notably, that victory in the Bar One Grade 3 last time out at Fairy House, where they literally jogged round to about three out and then quickened in the home straight. And he proved way too good for Michuka, who looks the main danger today. Hopefully they'll go a much better gallop and we can get a chance to see what this horse can do at a stronger pace, because he's certainly going to need that kind of background if he's going to make up into a Triumph hurdle horse. Of course, we've seen Apple Shakira in these colours fly the flag over here for JP McManus. So Espoir Delant should justify his position in the market quite comfortably, but let's see how he gets on in a hopefully a more stronger run race. On to the first of the real tough handicaps then. This one comes up at 150, it's over 2-2. Plenty of horses that can be fancied here. I wouldn't be a massive fan of that Golden Jewel who won down in Ferryash the other day. The time is absolutely diabolical, and I'm not sure how good that race is. Whereas Champagne Pat's form, I think, is certainly the standout here, having finished second and third respectively in two very good races at Punchestown and Navan on his two starts so far this season. He chased home Lex Talionis in that race at the County Kildare venue back in October. And a month later, he was third when Lex Talionis was second behind Oscar's Den in once again what was a very keenly contested handicap. His time figures that he's posted suggest that he's certainly up to this quality. He'll handle the ground no problem, obviously on the soft side of yielding. And a mark of 113 certainly doesn't over-flatter him whatsoever. One at a bigger price, I do think Miss Sassy is much better than what she's been showing of late. She was in a very good novice's chase of the day down in Thurles when she didn't cut much ice. But prior to that, she'd run really well in a very good handicap down in Thurles beyond the King's Baby and Lochney and Girl. And I think she's probably slightly underrated in the market, around about 20-1 this morning. But Champagne Pat, very solid, 6-1, he'll do for me each way. On to the big race on the day then, and we certainly get a chance to see which way the 2 mile division is going in Ireland, as we get the Grade 1 Racing Post Chase to tell us what we need to know about one or two of these potential Cheltenham Festival horses. Footpad was obviously hugely impressive the first day down in Navan. Of course, he took the same race that Min did previously, the 12 months previous to that. And he beat two useful horses in the shape of Brillade and Del Ami de Savola without coming off the bridle. His jumping was excellent. He made all the running. And he has got that 2 mile, of course, flat speed, courtesy of his background from the, like, you know, all the Grade 1, the Champion Hurdles, etc. from last year. But this will certainly not be no stroll in the park. And I've got a huge amount of time for this Death Duty. I think he's really top class. And I actually almost agree with Gordon Elliott here, because I do think he's showing that much speed. My time figures suggest he's absolutely flying around some of these 2.5 mile races he's winning. To try him over the minimum trim to see where they stand, because they've obviously got to find out quickly, sooner rather than later, Giggenstein, whether Petit Mouchoir is going to fly the flag for the 2 mile division or Death Duty is going to be that flag bearer for the Giggenstein operation. He certainly jumps well enough at pace to suggest that he could make up into a really good 2 miler. I actually don't think he'll get 3 miles in championship level anyway at this stage of his career, and this could be the way to go. I certainly don't think at any second now is a back number either. That race down in Navan the other day when he was second to invitation only was a right tear up on the last circuit, and Moulin Avant, who was third, has gone on to frank the form. So at 20-1, he just shows you how good this race is. But I'm a huge fan of Death Duty, always have been, and I'm going to stick with him today to beat Footpad. On to the penultimate race then. Again, a very trappy-looking handicap. The ground should be absolutely ideal for Land of Hope and Glory, who doesn't want it too deep. I know he won on heavy ground the other day, the last time we saw him at Roscommon, but he's much better on the sounder surface, and I do think, come the festivals in the spring, he's certainly going to be one to bear in mind in plenty of handicaps. Perhaps something like the Grand Annual at the Cheltenham Festival will come into his zone. But at the prices this morning, I do think Del Ami de Savola has got a decent each-way chance here. He's a very consistent sort, and he ran in that good footpad race down in Navan two starts back, which is very good on the figures. And there was nothing wrong with his running handicap company the other day behind some hard-knocking handicappers such as Nearly Namid, Dabino and Some Plant. They were in a right good pace that day. There was no let-up in the speed, and that's what you're going to need in these big handicaps at Leopardstown. Something that's run to a big figure in a big field that can jump and operate with lots of horses around him. And he proved it that day, so I do think he's probably got his nose bloody in probably the best 2 mile race so far in Ireland. And at 10-1 this morning, I do think Del Ami de Savola is a decent each way bet there. On to the final race then, again a very wide open race. Black Bow is likely to be a very warm order here from the William Mullins stable, of course having won a point to point over in Ireland. But I do quite like the Holy One's profile. He also won a point to point last season in April, and he made a nice enough debut the other day at Punchestown beyond one of Giggenstein's brightest national and flat horses in the shape of Rapid Escape, who was heavily backed on that day. But I do like this way this horse plugged on to keep tabs with Gordon Elliott's charge in the latter stages. Certainly wasn't going to threaten the winner, but like I say, he looked not brave and on his sort and just kept galloping. I do think you're going to need that here today on the climb up the hill. And hopefully with that run under its belt, Jessica Harrington's charge can improve quite significantly from first run to second and go very well there in the final race. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can join me again tomorrow when once again we're going to be taking a look at another star-studded seven-race programme at Leopardstown. Of course, the highlight is the Paddy's Reward Club Chase, the Grade 1, followed by the Future Champions Novice Hurdle. So hopefully you can join me tomorrow. Until then, it's goodbye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.